Approaches to pain management are changing as doctors and patients reckon with the prevalence of opioid addiction. We recently spoke with a woman from Shaftesbury, Vermont, named Mary Jane Sarvis. And until recently, Sarvis was dependent on prescribed opioid painkillers to treat her chronic pain. Now, she uses medical cannabis. She says her health and energy are better with cannabis, but other things are harder. VPR's Emily Corwin reports.
Mary Jane Sarvis is learning to make her own medicine. Her latest, marijuana-infused honey and maple syrup.
So my kitchen has just become like weed zone. And I've got oils and, you know, stuff half soaking, half made, and it's really a zoo.
Sarvis and I are in her friend Anne's kitchen, which is immaculate.
You got to put your weed in the freezer because that freezes the trichromes.
Anne is teaching Sarvis to use marijuana to endure chronic pain. And, by the way, is using her confirmation name for privacy purposes. As for Mary Jane Sarvis...
And my name really legitimately is Mary Jane. But
to understand Sarvis's story, you have to go back some 50 years, when Sarvis was diagnosed with spinal scoliosis. When she was 12, she got a state-of-the-art surgery. A doctor fused 10 of her vertebrae together. The surgery held up for some 30 years, until it didn't anymore.
What happens is under the fused vertebrae, the disc and stuff starts to break down around the fusion. So my lower spine was like all broken down, like bad.
For the chronic pain, her doctors prescribed high doses of opioids. By the time she found a doctor who could operate, she had worked up a tolerance to the drugs, so much so that she couldn't feel the post-surgery opiate painkillers the surgeon used for recovery. She had two surgeries in a week.
The second one, they locked me in a little room where I screamed bloody murder. Screamed. That's all they could do for me.
And so after the surgery...
I still had to be on opiates, and they told me I'd have to be on lifelong opiates because there's three screws in my sacrum that would create chronic pain forever. But I'd rather have a leg that worked than not. So I said, okay.
For nearly a decade, Sarvis went from pain clinic to pain clinic. Some prescribed hydrocodone, an addictive opioid. Others prescribed methadone, a synthetic opioid more often used to treat addiction. Nothing really helped.
I felt tired all the time, and I was still in pain. And I'd go out to try to take a walk, and pain would make me stop wanting to take a walk.
Sarvis says her primary care doctor agreed to help her detox from methadone. The process was sheer hell. The pain got worse at first. She couldn't sleep. She was jumpy and irritable. It took 6 months to get through the withdrawal.
And then I realized that I had less pain than when I was on drugs.
In other words, all those opioids weren't really reducing her chronic pain. Sarvis's experience is not as surprising as it sounds.
There's really no evidence for opioids at all in chronic pain. Opioids are good for acute injuries and surgery.
Kalev Freeman is an emergency room physician and researcher at the University of Vermont. At the School of Medicine, he teaches medical students the fast-evolving science of pain management. The idea that opioids can reduce chronic pain, he says, is a myth perpetuated by pharmaceutical companies. However,
there's very robust evidence that cannabis decreases pain,
especially chronic neurological pain. Mary Jane Sarvis doesn't need to read medical literature to believe this. She says on cannabis, she's got more energy and less pain than she did on hydrocodone or methadone. But now the pain is in her pocketbook. Sarvis's opioids were covered almost entirely by Medicaid, which is taxpayer funded.
So, you know, I can get an opioid for a bottle of opioids for a dollar on my state insurance.
A Vermont cannabis blog estimates 2 ounces of marijuana, a 1 to 2 month supply, costs at least $560 in Vermont dispensaries. That's more than twice as much as patients pay in Colorado or Washington State. And it's exponentially more than patients like Sarvis pay for opioids. Sarvis says she can't afford the medical marijuana at the dispensaries.
I just got food stamps and I'm really freaking relieved. Let's put it that way. I hope I get fuel assistance. I would love to be a taxpayer again.
There is an irony here. In a previous life, Sarvis had money to spend. She's an artist whose ultra-fancy scarves and capes used to be sold at Bergdorf Goodman. Oprah Winfrey and Diane Sawyer have worn her designs. But Sarvis says opioid painkillers contributed to the demise of her business. She was too tired and too much in pain to work. Sarvis turned 60 this winter, but she says now that she's off the opioids and using cannabis instead, she's got the energy for another go at life.
60 and having health problems is not a death sentence. I'm ready for round 5.
Sarvis says round 5 won't be spent laboring over velvet and silk. This time, she'll be perfecting her cannabis growing techniques and making her own medicine. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.